Hello everybody, welcome back. Let's learn about the 9 days and Tisha B'Av, Charban Beis HaMikdash, over the next few days. We'll learn from the Sefer Sifsei Chaim of Rav Chaim Friedlander Zatzal, who was the Mashgiach in Panovich Yeshiva many years ago, and has many well-known volumes on Musar and Ashkafa. This is in the third Chelek of Sifsei Chaim on Mayadim. One of the better-known kinnis on Tisha B'Av is the kina of Betzesi Mimitzrayim. This kina compares how we left Mitzrayim at the peak of glory and greatness with Hashem in our midst, with joy and rejoicing, to how we left Yerushalayim amidst destruction, sadness, and with Hashem seemingly abandoning us. Some of the stanzas are Az Yashir Moshe, Shir La Yinasha. Then Moshe said the Shira, which won't be forgotten. Betzesi Mimitzrayim. That's when we left Mitzrayim. Vayikoinen Yirmiyo V'neha Nehi Nia Betzesi Mirushalayim. But when we left Yerushalayim, Yirmiyo Navi also said a song of sorts, but it was a kina. It was Begilas Eicha, which is full of sad tones as we left Yerushalayim. Beisi Hiskoinen, V'shachan Allah Ha'onan, our house, the Mishkan, or Beis HaMikdash, was established, and the cloud of glory of Hashem resided upon it when we left Mitzrayim. V'chamas Keil Shachna Alai Ka'anana, but the anger of Hashem rested upon me like a dark cloud when we left Yerushalayim. This comparison of the greatness of Klal Yisrael to the depths that we fell to is an important facet of the mourning which we go through on Tisha B'Av. Yirmiyahu Navi says in Eicha, Hishluch Mishomayim Eretz Tiferes Yisrael. It was cast down from the heavens to the earth, the glory of Klal Yisrael. The point being made is that we didn't merely lose the Beis HaMikdash and we didn't merely go into Galus. We were at the top of the world. Klal Yisrael had a glorious, powerful position in the world, both in status and in closeness to Hashem. And then we were cast down, cast away, way, way down. And we lost everything, but we didn't just lose everything that we had. We became lower than all the nations of the world. The Gemara in Chagiga tells that Rabbeinu HaKadosh was learning Sefer Eicha, and when he reached the pasuk Hishluch Mishamayim Eretz, that Hashem threw from the heavens to the earth, the Sefer fell out of his hands. And then he exclaimed, from the high heavens to a deep pit. Meaning, we didn't only fall to the ground and lose our position in the heaven, but we fell into a pit. The destruction of the Beis HaMikdash put us in a very difficult position, very far from Hashem. And it's this contrast that we mourn. This contrast is actually, though, one of the aspects of the greatness of Klal Yisrael. The Gemara Ksubas tells that Rav Yechiman Zakkai was riding on a donkey through the streets of Yerushalayim, and he saw a woman trying to find something to eat in the most disgusting garbage. When she saw him, she covered her face with her hair and said, Rebbe, please give me something to eat. So he asked her, who are you? So she replied, I am the daughter of Nagdimon Ben-Gurion, and he was one of the wealthiest men in Yerushalayim. Rav Yechanan said, I remember, I was one of the people who signed on your ksuba when you got married, and there was written thousands upon thousands of gold coins. So Rav Yechanan began to cry and said, praised are you, Klal Yisrael, Ashrecha Yisrael. When you do the will of Hashem, when you do Ritzayin Shemayim, no nation or power can have any control over you. But when you don't serve Hashem, you fall into the hands of the lowliest of nations and are even lower than their animals. So upon seeing this frighteningly saddening sight of the richest man's daughter, Yerushalayim, forced to scavenge for food in the garbage, he was struck by the greatness of Klal Yisrael. Ashrecha Yisrael. He is exclaiming the praise of Klal Yisrael. So what does this mean? And Mirtz Hashem will talk about this tomorrow.